Hey everyone, welcome back to the Camino Cafe. I am so excited to welcome you back. Now we're at season 2, episode 1 of the Camino Cafe. We have a great episode, which I'll introduce in a moment, but I wanted to say a few personal words before I go to the interview. First off, I've been very, very busy since I last saw you. The last interview was with Russ, which has proved to be a really, really popular interview on the podcast and on our YouTube channel. So if you haven't checked that out, please do. He wrote Walk of a Lifetime, and it's an excellent book, as well as the interview was really good. Anyway, though, I moved to Spain at the end of September, and I arrived in Spain. I did some paperwork that I needed to do on this end. And then I headed to Saint John, and I walked the Camino Francés to my new home, which is in Rabanal del Camino. I am at the Stone Boat. I had the lucky opportunity to stay at this house, this guest house, which is amazing. Many of you have stayed here, so you know what I'm talking about. So I'm so thrilled that I have this opportunity to live directly on the Camino Francés. And as I've been talking, I've been hearing pilgrims walk by. Literally, you open the front door and there's the Francés, you're right on it. So you couldn't make a pilgrim any happier than I am right now to be able to walk the Camino every single day. So I'm kind of living the dream right now, it seems, but I got to tell you, there are some challenges. It has not been so easy. I don't speak Spanish, so I'm having to learn. Ever since is overwhelmed, and so I have been a bit disorganized, so it's taken me a while to kind of get back on track. But my walk from Saint Jean to Rabanal was amazing. I made so many great friends. I had every Camino experience you can imagine. Camino magic, the Camino provides, it was all there. And I am so lucky that my friend, Michelle Lesser, the Camino concierge, she is going to be interviewing me about my walk. So you'll be hearing more about that soon. And also, this season is going to be really exciting because I'm going to have a lot of different pilgrims. I'll be walking out and talking to people. I'll be going out on the trail, as well as doing my normal thing, which is talking to everyday pilgrims, people who have walked and just enjoyed it and learned lots of things that they want to share, as well as people who have written books or maybe a movie or whatever. So all the good stuff will be there. And today's interview, I don't think will disappoint you at all, is Sanjeeva Vijsinger. And Sanjeeva was so exciting to interview. He is based in Melbourne, Australia. He's written numerous books. He's a surgeon, a family physician, and wow, he was amazing to interview. He walked the Camino with his son, his adult son, and then he wrote a book about it, a memoir called Strangers on the Camino. And wow, talking to him about his experiences with his son was really exciting. And for me, there were so many things. I'm going to be walking with my dad in May, and that really got me excited about that upcoming walk. But also, Sanjeeva really talks about a lot of things that I think everyone can really benefit from. For example, making sure that you arrive in the town you're spending the night in at about 3 p.m. so you can get your laundry done, you can get some rest, you can do all the things you need to do to get ready for the next day. And he'll talk more about that in detail. He's got some really good points on it. But he also talks a lot about the importance of how to get along with somebody if you're walking a Camino with a partner, a child, anyone really, anyone you meet. And I really found his insights really moving. We talked a lot about connection and why the Camino is so powerful. And I think when you hear his take on things, you're going to really love it. Anyway, the interview was really fun to do. I've got another one coming up, a follow-up interview with Roger. And we interviewed Roger when he was back in Astorga. So that interview will be coming out next week. In the meantime, I hope you will enjoy this conversation with Sanjeeva. And I'm just so happy to be back here with you. If you can, please subscribe on our YouTube channel. Give us a rating of 5 stars on Apple. Follow us on Apple. Follow us on podcasts. On Spotify or wherever you're getting the podcast. Thank you so much for being here. I can't wait to tell you about my most recent Camino, and I can't wait to start talking about my experiences living here in Spain. So thank you for being here. Your emails, your messages on Facebook, your messages on Instagram, they all mean so much, especially right now during my transition of moving here to Spain. So thank you so much for making season 1 possible of the Camino Cafe. and giving me the encouragement to do season two. I'm really excited to be back, and I'm excited to bring you some new things directly from the Camino Frances. It's going to be a great year, and I hope you'll be along for the ride. Buen Camino!